internet up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi everyone, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's friendship circle, and I'm so excited because it's our 50th episode!
Yeah!
So, I told you a little bit wrong. I said we're going to do a family all episode and an interview with mom. That has changed. Where I'm only going to be really talking with them at like the end. But mom was like, you're not talking about that we talked about in the last episode. If you want to hear me. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
So we have...
Wait. I'm jumping in.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you didn't want me to mention it.
Oh, I don't want to be interviewed again.
I literally didn't interview you.
Okay. Are we having a fight on Chloe's friendship circle?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm not being interviewed today. Chloe's friendship circle listeners, I am not being interviewed today. So rest assured that if you listen to the rest of the episode, I will not be interviewed. So you get a break of my big mouth. Bye.
But if you want to see some more of her, you can go to It's 3 o'clock somewhere. That's mom's blog. It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
Thanks. Anyway, so today, like I may have said, we have three crafts. And we also have the history of Valentine's Day. Because it's almost Valentine's Day. So, and we're going to mention a friend. And we'll tell you all about their podcast. And then, but we'll learn more at the end of the episode. Right now, let's go into One Love by Bob Marley. Did I mention he lived in Jamaica, and I'm going to go there in a couple of weeks.
Woohoo!
Woo! I love to swim there. So, here's One Love by Bob Marley. And by the way, it was his birthday yesterday. If you're listening on February 7th, yesterday where I am was February 6th. So, it was his birthday yesterday, and now you get the idea. So, here it is.
Sinners who has hurt all mankind.
everyone. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. So, guys, today we have three crafts. I don't think we ever had three crafts before, so this is, like, so cool. First, we're going to start with the big and probably going to be the most popular craft. Slime. Valentine's Day slime. So, it says here that it's made from a mixture of borax, water, and Elmer's Red Glitter Glue. And so, here's how you make it. By the way, slime is a big craze, so I know a lot of people will do it. I'm going to actually make it and then post it up. So, watch out for that. So, here's how you do it. First, you pour the entire bottle of glue into a large plastic bowl and add 1/4 of water, and then you mix it together. So that's bowl one. In bowl two, you mix together 1 cup of warm water and a teaspoon of borax. Pour the borax mixture into the glue mixture. Now mix the glue and borax mixture together once it comes together in a clump, knead it and remove it from the watery mixture. Continue kneading until it is rubbery. Then divide it into 6 small storage containers. Well, I mean, all those things will work together, but if you do the exact measurements, you're going to probably need 6 storage containers. And that's all you need to make the slime. Well, the slime base, if you add mix-ins, this wasn't in the recipe, but you can add, like, heart mix-ins or something like that. So, yeah. So, our second craft is a bubble craft. First, you attach bubbles to a card that says something like, "I'm blown away by you." I mean, I think that's everything. Yeah, that's everything. Well, you should probably do the bubble craft first. And then this craft would be in the middle. Cut out two hearts. It's a heart butterfly. Cut out 2 hearts for wings and attach a pencil in the middle and use a pipe cleaner to make the antenna. That's all you do. So, all these crafts are really fun for Valentine's Day. We'll make them and we'll show them to you online. We're probably most likely going to make the slime, maybe not anything else, but the butterfly looks easy. I'm probably going to just make it by myself. I mean, because you're like, if you're new to making slime or like doing a certain recipe, you'll like need help. I mean, I do. And so that's everything. So the next song is L-O-V-E. Love by Josh and the Jam Tones. It's Here It Comes. And it was the music that awkwardly made this beginning segment pretty weird.
Wherever the road leads you, I will follow. Cause in my heart, always by my side. Whatever the night, it turns to day. And the day, it turns to night. I'll be with you, yeah, I'll be right by your side. Everybody say L-O,
L-O,
V-E,
V-E.
Come on, say L-O,
L-O,
V-E,
V-E.
Everybody say L-O. Whatever the road leads you, I will follow. Cause in my heart, you're always by my side. Whenever the night turns to day, and the day turns to night, I'll be with you, yeah, I'll be right by your side. Everybody say L-O,
L-O,
V-E,
V-E.
Come on, say L-O,
L-O,
V-E,
V-E.
Everybody say no matter how slow I'm rolling, all I know these days
are flying by. Yep, wherever your moon is rising, wherever your stars are shining, I can always see the twinkle in your eye. Oh, cause you're in my side. Everybody say L-O.
Everyone, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we're going to tell you the history of Valentine's Day. Let me tell you it right now.
Touch the mic.
Valentine's Day is a fun celebration each year, especially when you see receive candy, cards, and presents from your friends. There's a lot more to this day. Did you know that Valentine's Day is actually named after a real person called Saint Valentine? There are many stories and legends behind who the real Saint Valentine was. Later in the Middle Ages, a great writer named Geoffrey Chaucer wrote a poem as a present to King Richard II, who was going to be married soon. In it, he mentioned Saint Valentine, and over time, the idea of Valentine's Day became associated with the idea of love. In the 1800s, Valentine's Day became extremely popular. Men and women spent a lot of time making beautiful Valentine's cards with ribbons, fancy paper, and even lace. In those days, people were very reserved and did not often say that they were feeling. Valentine's Day gave them a great way to express their feelings to someone they were in love with and without showing their names. This meant the center would remain a mystery until they can speak more freely. Even before this time, in the late 1700s, printers would create a large amount of Valentine's Day cards so that friends and families can exchange them. In the last few decades, Valentine's Day has changed. A lot! Today, we still exchange cards, but many people buy ready-made cards instead. We also give flowers or chocolates as a gift to remind people of our friendship and love for them. Older couples sometimes also celebrate this day by exchanging other gifts and going out to dinner. Most Valentine's gifts and cards make use of the colors red and pink and are decorated with the images of hearts or roses. Get it? Because red and pink and those are kind of the main colors of hearts and roses. Another common symbol of love on this day is Cupid, the Roman god of love. He's usually shown as a little angel with a bow and arrow. According to legend, anyone who's struck by his arrows will fall in love. Don't forget that while it is great to remind people how much you value them on Valentine's Day, this isn't the only time to do so. You can continue doing nice things for people throughout the rest of the year, too. Today, many people focus on giving gifts on Valentine's Day, and some people even get quite stressed about it because they think they'll have to spend a lot of money on gifts. The main things to remember is that Valentine's Day is all about showing people that you love them and appreciate them. Sometimes the best way to do this is by doing something else nice for them or making them a little keepsake. To get started, have a look at some of the easy but thoughtful suggestions. Or browse through resources to learn more about Valentine's Day. That's very nice. So, here is the song. Here's the song True Colors from the Trolls movie. And when we come back, it's gonna be a more love. A whole lot of love, I meant to say. Bye!
You with sad eyes. Don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small. Show me a smile then. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when. Last saw you laughing. This world makes you crazy, and you're taking all you can bear. Just call me up, 'cause I will always be there. And I see your true color shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. I see your true color shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow. Oh, like a
everyone, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle, and now is the time that you'll learn what my family loves about my podcast. So, Mommy?
Well, Chloe, congratulations on 50 episodes. And what I would say that I love about your podcast is that you're so creative and you think of fun ideas and nice themes and things to talk about. And I love how you put it all together and in a way that is smart and fun and happy, and it's just awesome. And I'm so proud of you for picking a goal and doing it.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
And now, Daddy.
What do I love about your podcast? There's a lot of stuff I love. But I think the best thing is just being down here and doing it with you. It's so much fun. When I was little, I used to play radio all the time. So you're like living my dream down here, doing it for real.
Well, you're kind of actually doing it with me. I mean,
yeah, but I'm behind the scenes. You're the real deal.
But you're kind of like background talking it in some episodes.
True.
Like how you said, like how you were doing like the woo and the clapping. earlier in this episode.
Yep.
Like that was in the me. Beginning. Of course. And mom,
what
too.
About Marshall.
Marshall, what do you love? Marshall's my dog if you don't know him.
What do you love about the podcast, Marshall?
You can just bark. That was mom.
And congratulations on 50 episodes.
50 episodes!
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
Okay, so now let's go into the friendship pledge. Okay. The friendship pledge is Happy Valentine's Day and be sure to be nice to everyone. Not just on Valentine's Day like in the little short story, but every day. And then something else I love is supporting my friends. Check out the Imaginative Series podcast.
Imagine 8 series podcast.
But I just forgot something. What I love about my podcast is that, well, doing this and being with you guys and interviewing a lot of cool people and, like, finding these fun crafts and things to do, it's just, like, really fun. And I can't wait until I get 100 episodes, 50 episodes more! It's probably going to take two or three years like it did. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Imaginate Series podcast. At www.imaginateseries.com, that's their website. Well, it's not at, it's just www.imaginateseries.com. And here's a little bit about one of their Valentine's Day episodes. They only have a couple, but this is one of the ones we recommend most for Valentine's Day. It's called the Robotics episode. It's perfect for Valentine's Day. And while you're at it, you can download the Kids Listen app on your iPhones and or go to www.kidslisten.org for more. And you'll find a lot of episodes done by me, podcast people that I interviewed, and a lot of other people. Did you know Mindy has a podcast too? If you didn't, well, you may know. It's called Wow in the World, and it's on there too, and a lot of other people I interviewed still have podcasts now. Well, have podcasts now.
Nate?
Yeah, Nate, and Andrew and Polly.
And
Mike Mason? Good Stuff
Kids Pod. Uh-huh. If you don't know about Good Stuff Kids Pod, me and my mom are actually featured in it. Well, we're not talking, but they're, like, talking about us. So that's really cool. Being featured. So, anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And it's our 50th episode, so woohoo! And I can't believe it's over now. My 50th episode. Aww. I wish it could just be, like, automatically my thousandth of millionth, trillionth episode. I don't know what the highest number is. Probably no one knows. So, thanks for listening. Bye. Here's the song All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Bye! Finally, we had a bark from Marshall. You may have not heard.
Sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. All you need.
nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's no way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
Love is all you need.
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 Love is all you need.